Today we're going to meditate on the name of God, which is called Yahweh Roi. So that means the Lord is my shepherd. For a least part of Israel's history, the Hebrews were a nomadic people who wandered from place to place seeking pasture for their herds of sheep, goats, and cattle. To sustain their livelihood, it was vital for shepherds to keep their animals from straying, protect them from thieves and wild animals, and provide them with plentiful pastures. In the ancient Near East and in Israel itself, shepherd eventually became a metaphor for kings. The Hebrew scripture speaks of God as the shepherd of his people and apply this image to religious leaders as well. The New Testament presents Jesus as the good shepherd who protects the lives of his sheep by forfeiting his own life. When you declare the name Lord, your shepherd, you are saying that he is the one who watches over you day and night, feeding you and leading you safely on the path of righteousness. So the key scripture this morning would be Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Before we move ahead, I just want you to soak this word, internalize it into you, just absorb it. Let it go deep into you. This morning I want you to realize Yahweh Roi is inside of you, in you, and he is you and I am Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Roi. Christ is in us. That good shepherd that we are looking for is not something or someone external, but he can be found within our own selves. And when we realize that God is within us. And when we identify ourselves one with Him, we will realize, like a good shepherd, we will hear the leading within ourselves, leading of God, taking us to the green pastures. Taking ourselves to quiet waters. We will understand, we will see restoration within our own soul. When we move through the shadow of death, we will not fear. All our insecurities will be cast away. Let's move forward. To embrace this truth, of Christ, of God being the Good Shepherd. So, we will not be able to embrace the truth until and unless we see that character and nature of God as a Good Shepherd. Let me we will do a guided meditation right now, and I just want to lead you into visualization this morning. I want you to close your eyes this moment, take a deep breath. Sit in a very comfortable position. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And as you breathe in deeper, I want you to see a shift in the whole environment right now. Shift. In who you are, I want you to see yourself like this beautiful sheep like this small lamb. And you are seeing yourself on the shoulders of Jesus. I want you to see Jesus playing around with you. And you are moving from his shoulders to his arms, and you are almost playing and running and moving around him. And there is this place which is lush green pastures, Jesus is playing around with you and you are with him. And then see yourself, see Jesus running and you are following him, running after him. Suddenly he picks you up again, sees you tired and thirsty, takes you besides this river, makes you drink the water from that river. Drink the water from the river. Feel the water going straight into you, inside of you. See yourself completely revived, restored, all your thirst gone. Suddenly you see you are walking through a valley of dark shadows, insecurity. Suddenly to see, even though you walk in that valley, you have no fear in you. You are confident about who God is to you. I want you to see yourself becoming one with God this morning. You are a sheep, and suddenly, when the shepherd takes hold of you, I want you to see that you are becoming one with the shepherd. And then you are no longer the sheep, but you are the shepherd. You are Yahweh Roi. You are that good shepherd. It is you who carry Christ in every cell of your body, the good shepherd in every cell of your body. Every cell of your body knows how to function well because it is led. By the frequency of the good shepherd, it is led by, in spiritual lingo we call, the presence of the good shepherd, because everything is led by him, everything is functioning by the leading of the good shepherd. That is you. Yahweh Rohi. So any area of your body which is sick, any organ, any cell of your body, any tissue of your body is coming to a realization this morning how it needs to function. How it needs to flourish, how it needs to work, and it's getting restored this morning. You will have an inner knowing, and to this, in this meditation, you are getting awakened to know what to eat, what not to eat, because the Good Shepherd is in you and you are in him and you are one with him and you are him now. You will get awakened to know what business to take, what strategies to take, what you need to do in your job, what decision to take in your finances, because you have the Good Shepherd in you. You are one with him. And as you breathe deeper, you are getting more awakened to your identity and the reality that who you are in Christ. You are getting awakened and realize to trust your own self, to trust Christ in you, there is no fear inside of you, all your insecurities are just getting evaporated this moment. All your fears are just going away because the Good Shepherd is in you. Yahweh Rohi is in you. And there shall be no fear. There shall be self-confidence inside of you. We don't fear any evil. You are your own comforter. See yourself like a cup overflowing with love. See yourself like a cup now overflowing with favor, grace, blessings. See yourself completely overflowing. And affirm with me and say with me, I am abundant. I am blessed. I am full. There is nothing that is lacking in my life. Come on, breathe in and say with me, I am abundant. I am full. There is no lack in me. All my needs are met. I am overflowing. Not only that, I want you to visualize, feel that there are these two huge angels that are there with you. The name of one angel is goodness, the other one is mercy. I want you to feel them. Feel and visualize them. These two angels, they never ever leave you. Goodness and mercy follows you everywhere you go. And if you tell them to go anywhere, they listen to you. If you speak to them and send them, they shall go. I want you to release goodness. I want you to release mercy to the areas of your life where you want favor to be released. You want goodness to be released. You want mercy to be released. If you're praying for or desiring for some government work, some legal work to happen in your life, if you are desiring for something in your life, I want you to visualize and see goodness and mercy angels are being released right now, and that what you are desiring has been completely granted to you. See yourself, it is granted to you. You are experiencing it now. You are happy. You've received it. See yourself as a temple of God, as a house of God. Scripture says, don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? See yourself, you are hosting the presence of God. See yourself, you are the presence of God. Where you go, God's presence goes and manifested, because you are that presence. You are that house of God. You are that temple of God. This morning is going to be a time where you're going to be overloaded with so much of goodness. And when I say this word goodness, I want you to feel that, have an experience of this goodness. Feel the electromagnetics of what is goodness. Feel what is it to be secured. Feel what is it to be right. Feel what it is to be led by your own self, by your own spirit, because you are one with the Good Shepherd. Suddenly I want you to see there's a huge table in front of you, and on that table is is laid, blessings after blessings. You are having heaven on earth, guys. You are having the best with you. You are having what you desire for is just in front of you. And this is the moment you just got to experience what you desire. What you visualize now, what you feel now, what you see now is what you are going to see it manifested. See this whole table. And see the laid down life of Christ on it. Jesus died on the cross to let you know that everything is laid down on this table for you. Everything is made available for you. To awaken you, to realize, make you realize everything is available. Whatever you visualize right now, whatever you feel right now and visualize is yours. And as a prophetic act, after you open your eyes, want you to go and receive the bread and the wine to lock down your blessings psychosomatically into you. If you've been desiring for a car, for a house, for a healing, for a miracle, see it laid down on your table. Extend your hand and receive it. And then you see yourself in that car, driving that car. And feel what it is like to drive that car. See yourself in that house that you've been desiring. And feel how it is. See yourself. If you are seeking for a good strong relationship with people, see yourself how it is. How people are behaving with you. If you are struggling with any relationship, see yourself that particular person is now showing goodness and mercy to you. Everything is becoming normal and okay. Rewire the way you look at people. If you're praying for finances, see finances in your wallet, in your purse, in your bank account. See the numbers rising up. If you're desiring for business, see clients calling you, asking and seeking your business. This is goodness and mercy following you. This is a table that is laid before you by Yahweh. Roy, who is inside of you. This moment we are going to end this meditation by just breathing, and as we breathe, realize the Good Shepherd is inside of you, is in you, and is you. Breathe in. Bless you guys, have an awesome time. See you for our next meditation. Bless you.
From mystical meditations to teachings and interviews with various guests, Mystical Tribe brings before you reformed spirituality that will make you manifest your identity as sons of God. So be part of us and be part of this great awakening by tuning in to us through our podcast. God bless you and keep listening.